Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So we're discussing the descent of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Yesterday we spoke about his physical attributes: not too tall, not too short, reddish white complexion, broad chest, straight hair, dripping water, although it's not wet, but that's the impression you'll get. And from the Sahaba, Urwa bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu resembled him the most. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I met Musa, I met Isa." And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Isa alayhi wa sallam as being of average height and reddish, as if he had just come out of a bath. This is when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met him on the occasion of Mi'raj. Then we spoke about how he will bring great prosperity, security, wars will come to an end. There'll be no grudges, there'll be no arguments. Even a lion won't harm you, a snake won't harm you. The wolf will graze with the sheep, subhanAllah. Now, taking the discussion further, the status of those who will be with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. There is a hadith in Nasa'i, Thawban radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, "There are two groups from my ummah whom Allah will protect from the fire. A group who will conquer India and a group who will be with Isa ibn Maryam." So you can see from here that that group that will be with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they have a very high status. Another question that comes up, which the scholars have explained: why is it that Isa alayhi salam will descend? Why not any of the other Anbiya? Why was he chosen for ascension and then descension? There's different reasons, Allah knows best. One is, the scholars say, to refute the Jewish claim that they killed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he will expose their lie. Others say to come and rectify the Christians in terms of their incorrect belief. Others say that when he heard of the virtue of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he made dua to Allah that he wanted to be from that ummah. And therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose him then to descend. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam used to say, "I am the closest of people to Isa ibn Maryam," because he was the last prophet before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and he prophesized about the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam told the Sahaba, "If you meet him, convey my salam to him." There's a narration in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, "Soon the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, will come as a fair judge and a just ruler. He will kill the pigs and break the cross, and the call will be one. Convey to him my salam, or convey to him salam from the Messenger of Allah." And when Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was on his deathbed, he said also, "Convey my salam to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam." How long will he stay on earth? 40 years. There's a hadith when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that the prophets are brothers from different mothers. Their mothers are different from, but their religion is one. "I am the closest of the people to Isa ibn Maryam, because there was no prophet between me and him. He will stay for 40 years and he will die, and the Muslims will offer the funeral prayer for him." So Isa alayhi wa sallam will come down, he'll get married, he'll have children, he will live for 40 years, which some narrations say will be like 4 years. And he will do Hajj, he will do Umrah, he will pass away, and he will be buried in the proximity of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that same chamber. So you've got Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you've got Abu Bakr radiallahu an, you've got Umar radiallahu an, and there's one spot there that remains, and that is the spot for Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. So like we've been discussing, when he comes down, there will be great peace, great prosperity, great tranquility. Then he will be given the news that Ya'juj and Ma'juj are to emerge. And as we would say in English now, once again, all hell will break loose. That's now the next major sign of Qiyamah. So far, alhamdulillah, we've discussed Imam Mahdi, we've discussed Dajjal, we've discussed the descent of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So you can see, like that hadith we discussed right in the beginning, that these major signs will come one after the other, like when a necklace breaks, you know, the beads drop one after the other. So Imam Mahdi to Isa alayhi salam to the killing of Dajjal, now Isa alayhi salam to having to deal with Ya'juj and Ma'juj. From tomorrow, inshallah, we'll take up the discussion in terms of who are the Ya'juj and Ma'juj, what does the Quran say about them, what's the historical context, what will happen in the era of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and how they will meet their end as we progress in the series on the major signs of Qiyamah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us beneficial knowledge, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep us steadfast on the deen of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.